This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July wheat ended the day at 532 and a quarter. That was up 4 and a quarter. September wheat ended at 538 and three quarter, up 4 and three quarter. December wheat ended at 552. That was up 6. July corn yesterday ended the day at 365, down a quarter. September corn ended at 372 and a half, down a quarter. December corn ended at 383, and that was down a half. July soybeans yesterday ended at 951 and a half, up 7 and a quarter. August beans ended at 937, up 7 and three quarter. September beans ended at 926 and a quarter, that was up 5 and three quarter. July soybean meal yesterday ended at 316.50, up 70. August meal ended at 308.40, up 62. September meal ended at 304.40, up 58. July soybean oil yesterday ended at 33.93, down 17. August oil ended at 33.96, down 17. September oil ended at 34.01, down 16. And July oats yesterday ended the day at 257. That was down 7 and three quarter. September oats ended at 259 and a half, and that was down a dime. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
This is Tuesday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed late Tuesday afternoon. A rainy extended weather forecast gave strength to soybean and wheat prices. The extended wet forecast could delay further soybean plantings in the Midwest and wheat harvest in the Plain States. The USDA will also update the U.S. world supply demand forecast on Wednesday. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shelled corn mostly steady at 340 to 356. Soybeans were mostly 7 to 8 cents higher at 936 to 946. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn mostly steady at 340 to 363. Soybeans were up mostly 8 cents at 938 to 961. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn mixed at 342 to 371. Soybeans were mostly 7 cents higher at 945 to 966. Wheat closed mostly 4 cents higher at 489 to 520. Illinois soybean processor cash bids closed mostly 7 cents higher at 976 to 991. Basis levels were unchanged at 25 to 40 over the July. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 328.50 to 341.50 per ton. That's up $7, with the basis levels unchanged at 12 to 25 over July. Illinois corn processor cash bids were unchanged to 4 cents lower at 365 to 374. Basis levels were unchanged to 4 cents lower at option to 9 over the July. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market unchanged at 364 to 367. Basis was also unchanged at minus 1 to 2 over the July. Soybeans closed mostly 8 cents higher at 966 to 972. Basis levels were mostly a penny higher at 15 to 21 over the July. New crop wheat closed mixed at 501 to 512. Basis levels were unchanged to 9 cents lower at minus 31 to a minus 20 the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 3 to 4 cents lower at 381 to 382. These elevators raised their soybean bids 5 to 6 cents at 989 to 990. Wheat closed mixed at 527 to 535. Milo was unchanged to a penny lower at 415 to 431. Contract bids to producers for fall delivery or new crop grain. In northern and western Illinois, fall delivery shell corn contracts range from 342 to 358. Fall delivery soybean contracts were quoted at 873 up to 896. In central Illinois, fall delivery shell corn contracts were offered at 344 to 356. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from 889 up to 903. In the southern part of the state, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted in a range of 344 to 363. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from 883 to 902. And July delivery soft wheat contracts in the southern part of the state were quoted in a range of 491 up to 520. That concludes Tuesday's Grain Report Summary.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, June hogs ended the day at 81.20, down 35. July hogs ended at 79.97, down a dollar. August hogs ended at 79.40, that was down a dollar and a quarter. June cattle yesterday ended the day at 155.07, up a dollar 60. August cattle 152.87, up 127. October cattle ended at 154.87, up $1.22. August feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 224.22, up $1.37. September feeders ended at 222.67, and that was up $1.32. October feeders ended at 220.75, up $1.05. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the night's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 15 cents lower in the range of $72.50 to $80, with a weighted average carcass price of $77.80. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 25 to 29, 4 to 5 weights 28 to 32, 5 to 6 weights 31 to 34, and 6 weights and up 33 to 36. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $52 to $57. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 7,152 head. And now for the opening report from United Producers at Shelbyville. They had receipts of 402 head. Compared to last week, steers and heifers were $2 to $2.50 lower. Holstein steers $3 lower. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were $154 to $163.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers $144 to $150, and choice slaughter heifers $154 to $158.50. Now moving over to Arthur, they had the sheep and goat auction yesterday with receipts of 144 head. Starting with the wool choice slaughter lambs, 60 weight average were bringing $161 to $180. 70 weights were bringing $165 to $186, and 80 weights were $172 to $185. Slaughter kids, selection twos, 40 weights were $110 to $125. Selection one, slaughter nannies, 140 weights were bringing $172 to $202. Now on to the Arthur Hay auction. They had receipts of 1,419 bales, starting with the alfalfa, good quality, small squares, $2, large squares, $25 to $35. Alfalfa orchard grass, good quality, small squares, $3 a bale. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality, small squares, $2.75. Mixed grass, small squares, good quality, were $1.25 to $2.50 a bale. Large squares were 20 to 32, and large rounds were 12 to 17. Wheat straw, fair quality large squares, 3x3s, were $12 a bale. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 321 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $86.24, and that was $1.50 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading much higher. Choice carcasses were $247.20, that was $3.09 higher, with select carcasses at $240.75, that was $4.44 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 112,000, that compared to 110,000 last week, and 117,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 423,000. That compared to 422,000 last week and 410,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
We're continuing our conversation regarding Dairy Month with Joyce Vickery of the Dairy Council and Dave Rupert, Nokomis dairy farmer. Nutrition is the topic of the day. Dave, you bring to mind something when we talk about the taste, and we talk about the situation where the schools can only serve skim milk. How did that come about?
Well, it's kind of come down at a directive through, of course, it's all regulated through the United States Department of Agriculture, really. And, of course, our president's wife had a lot to do with getting where it's at today. But it's, you know, it was 1% that we could have chocolate milk and so forth. Well, then they tried to cut out the flavored milks, and they found out the kids were not drinking any milk at school. And now we went to skim milk, and even with the chocolate and the strawberry and so forth, and it just doesn't have the taste. So the kids aren't drinking it, and it's a shame because they're the future consumer, and this is why Prairie Farms puts all their checkoff dollars really into the St. Louis Dairy Council, because they work with all the schools in the area and have some exciting programs that have shown that we can increase the consumption of milk through students and young people. And so if we could just get back to, you know, there aren't many foods that have 3% fat or less, and there's been a lot of universities that have had programs now or research that has shown that the fat in milk actually is very beneficial to health, even to the heart and so forth, that we was criticized for so long. So hopefully we're going to see a change in the balance of this thing, and we'll get back to, there is some things in the work right now where we're going to get back to school milk, maybe with a little bit more fat in it to get some taste for the kids so they consume more milk.
Now, Joyce, then that begs the question. The Dairy Council, Prairie Farms checkoff dollars, all these things that go into, what are you doing then? Or how are you advertising or promoting not only the change in the school, but for people to drink more milk?
We do work quite a bit with our schools. That's our major focus. And we have, as Dave mentioned, we do have grant programs. And in fact, last year, Hillsboro, we provided dollars for dairy grant, and they used it to kind of expand their dairy offerings for lunch at the high school. And also Nokomis applied for one of our grants, and they used it to start a smoothie program. So smoothies are made up of milk, yogurt, and then some type of frozen fruit. And so that was a way that we could make, you know, offer different dairy items to students. But, you know, as it, for schools, of course, they have to follow the USDA regulations if they are part of the National School Lunch Program or the Breakfast Program. And so they, schools really don't have an alternative. I mean, they have to serve what the government says.
We'll continue with part two of our farm show after these messages.
This is the time to add on to the deck of your dreams. There has never been a better time than now to use the equity in your home to do those updates you've been dreaming of with the help of CNB Bank and Trust. The rates are still low. Call one of CNB's experienced lenders today and ask how you can get started on your home projects. CNB Bank and Trust, with 13 locations to serve you better. CNB Bank and Trust, Illinois' oldest bank. Established 1854. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 637573.
This is Erin Williams with CHS and Shipman. Today I'm with Joe Huebner, our Yield Point Specialist. Joe, can you tell me why Yield Point is so important to today's progressive farmer?
Well, Erin, it's important because this is the next step to getting the full potential out of your ground. I mean, with Yield Point, we're going to be able to help you fully maximize your yields and be able to maximize your profits in the meantime.
And that's always the goal for all of us here at CHS, is to maximize your profits. This is Erin Williams with CHS and Shipman.
Hi, this is Nikki Bishop with Homestead Senior Care. Are there times when you need a little extra help around the house? Or maybe you're planning a surgery and need some assistance when you get home? Our professional caregivers are trained to provide a variety of services at a scheduled time that's convenient for you. We provide you with personalized care and support, both long and short term, so you can remain safe in your home. Call us today at 217-324-2299 or visit us at homeinstead.com. To us, it's personal.
The school complains about money. So it obviously, then somebody says, well, to make you fit the lunch into a certain budget, some things have to be cut. And we know that milk and cheese and yogurt costs more than some other things that they would substitute. As good as they are, they're not free. So how do you fight that challenge to get, that's a hard question. And it's not a question that's easily answered.
Now, and schools have struggled with this. And, you know, one of the things that it is a good idea because they have increased their offerings of fresh fruits and vegetables. And, so you're right. That type of thing does cost additional money. And schools have struggled with that a little bit. But that's one of the reasons we offer our Dollars for Dairy grant. So as I mentioned, Nakoma's starting the smoothie program. That's another opportunity for those kids to enjoy a smoothie either at breakfast or at lunchtime. A great way for them to get their dairy nutrition. And we have had other schools in Litchfield, for example, in the past, they have purchased a merchandiser. So that way they can make available different type of milk and different flavors of milk, as well as things like string cheese and pudding and yogurt.
In a vending machine.
In a
or a
merchandiser,
a dairy case, okay.
They want and pay for it.
Okay.
Do it that way.
Well,
so
that's
we
wonderful.
Are working with them to make sure that they do get their dairy in, because as I mentioned, we all need 3 servings each and every day, and if they're missing out when they're at school, then it's kind of hard to make it up the remainder of the day.
Well, in fairness, they make it harder to buy a soda, too, so, and a candy bar, I guess. But still, that nutrition should be as important a part of the school day as the education, shouldn't it?
It should. You know, one of our big focuses is also on breakfast. We talk about the fact that that is the most important meal of the day, and kids need a breakfast in order to study. Well, they need, more than breakfast. They need fruits, vegetables, grains, and, of course, dairy. And if you're missing out of any of those key groups, then you're missing out on nutrients, and that may affect your health.
Joyce Vickery of the Dairy Council and Dave Rupert, dairy farmer from Nokomis, are our guests this week during National Dairy Month. That's it for today. We'll have more with these fine folks tomorrow. This is John Michael Marty.